In the heart of Sydney's King's Cross, at the edge of invisibility, one man saw not despair, but potential. From a single food van, Father Chris Riley ignited a journey that would change tens of thousands of young lives. Born Christopher Keith Riley on the 24th of November 1954 in Dechuka, Victoria, Australia, he was raised on a dairy farm at 15. Inspired by the 1938 film Boys Town, he resolved to become a priest to serve those society discarded. That calling led him to the Salesian Order, an ordination in 1982. As a Salesian priest, Riley served in multiple roles: teacher, youth worker, probation officer, residential carer, and eventually principal of Boys Town. Through each role, his belief deepened. He once said, "There is no child born bad, only harmful environments." In 1991, leaving Boys Town, he began with a simple food van in Kingstown, feeding homeless youth. That small gesture lit the spark for the youth of the streets, officially incorporated in 1994. By 1996, he had established Key College in Redfern, a flexible school for those disconnected from mainstream education. Under his leadership as CEO for nearly 30 years, Youth of the Streets burgeoned into one of Australia's leading youth services organizations, offering crisis housing, counseling, rehabilitation, independent schools, cultural programs, and more. His impact was widely recognized. In 2006, he was appointed a member of the Order of Australia and received the Human Rights Medal. In 2010, he earned an honorary doctorate, and in 2012, he was named New South Wales Australian of the Year. Diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2019, his health declined. Yet, even as he stepped back, transitioning from CEO in 2020 and eventually retreating to care at home, his spirit remained unbowed. He once said, "A life without kids is pretty worthless." Father Chris Riley passed away at home on the 1st of August 2025, aged 70, after a prolonged illness. His passing drew tributes from the Prime Minister, the New South Wales Premier, and countless lives he touched. He was remembered as a man with a heart as big as the country he served, a quiet giant, and the saint of Sydney. From a rural farm to the streets of Sydney, to hearts and futures restored, Father Chris Riley's life reminds us, where others saw brokenness, he saw potential. Where others walked away, he leaned in. His legacy continues in every young life transformed, every pathway opened, and every heart that believes in second chances. Father Chris Riley, pray for us.